And that was music by François Couperin, Les Barrières Mystérieuses, played on the piano by Angela Hewitt. What I love about that is just this fluid sound that she makes.
Golden notes. She spins them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love her so much. You're listening to the New Classical FM. This is Classical Mornings. It is 9:26. Now, I'm Jean Stilwell.
And I'm Audie Braun.
Now, Audie Braun, let me put another hat on Audie. She's a Toronto-based jazz and cabaret chanteuse who loves the music of Cole Porter. What is this all about? Let's ask her. Adi, why pour so much love, respect, time, and energy on Cole Porter?
I could simply say, why not? But I will tell you that I have had a lifelong love affair with Cole Porter for many reasons. I adore his music and I adore his words, and that the marriage of his words and his music is just, I think it's unique in the world.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a very good question. Now, what do you want to say about these songs that perhaps others haven't?
Ooh, tricky question there. I mean, ultimately, even though it's not a story per se, it does tell a story of all of the different aspects of love. And what I love about the songs of Cole Porter is that they are at once really, really deep, quite sarcastic, never frivolous, but very humorous. So you have all these elements, these ups and downs, and I think they're brilliantly captured. So that's why I was drawn to these particular songs and what I thought I could articulate with them, and also what the arranger, Don Breithaupt, could magically create with his arrangements.
Well, we'll get to Don in a second for sure.
Okay.
But let me just ask you, throughout the whole recording process, did your voice change? Did you incorporate new colors in your sound? Did you find that by the end that you were saying something new just vocally for yourself?
You ask really good questions. You should do that professionally, Jean.
Maybe.
Oh, you do it every day.
Oh.
Yes, I think I kind of surprised myself because, first of all, I was in the dream studio of studios, Noble Street Studios. We had the dream engineer, John Beadle Bailey. And what the arrangements and the engineer and the musicians allowed me to do is to really explore myself, to float, to pull out all the stops, to sometimes, I don't know, barely sing because I wanted to create something really evocative. So I felt like I was in a playground. And I've never felt that before.
So you had many, many different crayons to play with.
Yeah, tons, tons.
So this is your most ambitious album yet, Night and Day.
For sure.
Right. And you worked with, this is a huge collaboration with Emmy-winning Canadian keyboardist, songwriter, producer, and arranger, Don Breithaupt. Now, you've known each other for a while, and Don came up with this idea.
Well, it was kind of a co-idea. We've worked before on several projects, and I had talked to him about something slightly different, but I wanted him to arrange. And the more we tossed ideas back and forth, he said, look, I'm looking at your list, and why don't we just stick to Cole Porter?
Awesome.
And I thought that was a brilliant, brilliant idea.
Because you love it so much.
I loved it so much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what did you learn from Don?
I think I learned to relax a little bit more. Don, are you listening? He's going to say at the next gig, I thought I told you to relax. Also to really take risks, to take risks and to just let the music happen and let it inform you and see what happens.
Right.
So not to have, yes, be prepared, but not to have too many preconceived notions, because the process was very different this time. I rehearsed with specific tracks because these are larger ensemble arrangements, right? Mm. But his advice was to just to be free and let the music and the arrangement really dictate to you in the moment what's going to happen.
And here's a really exciting thing about this whole project for me, and I know for you, is not just the financial investment, but it takes a lot of courage to hire the best of the best, which is what you did for this project.
Well, what I did is I hired Don, the best of the best,
yeah.
and then he actually hired everybody else because
right.
he produced the album, and that's what the producer does. So the onus this time was for me just to sing pretty, which is really great. I didn't have to worry about the arrangements or hiring the musicians, and it was all Don.
Right. But saying, I mean, It wasn't just about, I know this is, you're just saying it, but it's just not, it's never, ever about just singing pretty.
No, but when you have somebody else doing it for you, you have more room and you can relax more.
Like Royal Home Improvements.
No, exactly. It's you don't have to worry about bringing in all the people.
Sure.
Your focus is to bring your best.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had the best players, an A team. That takes a lot of courage to be with that people, because you know, the better you have, like in tennis, you play with the best player,
yes,
it elevates your game.
Being with the best makes you bring your best, because you can't bring your second best.
You can't do that. No. You've got to open all the stops.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about the other musicians.
Yes.
So we had bassist Pat Collins. Have you worked with Pat before?
For years.
Okay.
For years. He's my numero uno.
Oh, fabulous. Drummer Mark Kelso.
Yes.
And guitarist Justin Abedin.
Abedin, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Violinist Drew Jureka.
Oh, yes.
Wowee. Cellist Brian Holt.
Yes.
And ace horn players Vern Dorge.
Vern Dorge.
Okay. And John Johnson.
Yeah.
Phil Dwyer. And William Sperandi?
Sperandi. He will be featured in this track we're going to hear. Well, he does the solo.
He plays a lot
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that a Love for Sale was daunting. How was it daunting?
Well, you know, I know it's the early morning hour to discuss this, but when you really get into the nitty-gritty of those words, they're very suggestive. I don't have trouble with it, but I thought, how could I bring a little bit of levity to the idea of love for sale, appetizing young love for sale, love that's slightly spoiled, right? Mm-hmm. You fill in the dots. I didn't want it to be too heavy. Again, I wanted to give it space, and Dawn's arrangement allowed me to do exactly that.
But the thing about that is that you can build your backstory, but you don't have to put it on your sleeve.
Exactly. It can be teased.
Yes, and it doesn't necessarily mean love for sale.
Exactly.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful word.
You got
it. And that's a gift of Cole Porter, isn't it? That's another reason to sing it.
Yeah.
Now, also, I understand In the Still of the Night was a highlight for you. Why is that?
Many of these songs are featured in that remarkable movie, De Lovely, with Kevin Kline, that is about the very complex life of Cole Porter. And Kevin Kline is not, you know, he's not known to be a singer primarily, but he does have a lovely voice. When he sings that song in the movie, it is devastatingly vulnerable, and it really moved me to tears. And I really wanted to create in that song a vulnerability and barely singing. Can I pull that off? And again, the arrangements let me do that.
Awesome. Now, would you consider performing these songs with orchestra? Is there one or two things that...
Funny you should mention, the reason we came up with this concept too of fully orchestrated arrangements is to hopefully perform these with orchestra. And I can say very proudly that I'm actually going to be performing that November the 1st with the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but... the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony, they're a super, super orchestra. But now, do you have your core musicians that you will bring with you, like someone like Dawn?
Oh, yes. I will have Dawn with me, and I will also have Mark Kelso with me, and we're bringing William Sperandi. So you do have to have your primo uomo,
right,
or whoever your core group is with you.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So this is the great thing. You're going to be performing a special CD release concert at Lula Lounge on September 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reserve tickets for the evening by going to lula.ca.
Yes, and I should add, though,
please,
because we haven't mentioned this, that I'm also celebrating today is my union with Alma Records. This is so pleased to say that this CD is going to be distributed worldwide by a label of renommé in Canada, Alma Records, and they're distributed
and Universal,
by Universal.
Right? This is exciting.
So very chuffed about that, and they're releasing the single today.
Right, and we're going to hear the single now.
Yes, we are.
Night and Day. And who's on this one?
Well, I'm just going to say it's a whole bunch of people. Dawn, of course,
and
Pat Collins, Mark Kelso.
Right. Oh,
it features the trumpet, of course, of William Sperandi. And we can chat a bit more after.
Okay. And I just want to also alert you to go to audibron.com for all kinds of information.
Mm.
Now, let's give this a listen. Night and Day by Cole Porter.